Hello, everybody. This is Colleen, and I am just doing a quick introduction to the show you're about to hear. So we recorded this show last Tuesday, which was May 26th, I think it was, 25th, something like that, last Tuesday. And we, of course, decided that that was going to be the day that we talked about current events, and obviously this is grossly outdated at the time of posting it today, June 1st. And the reason it was held off to June 1st was because we are not releasing a new episode this Friday. So I did that thing I do where I split the difference and do it kind of in the middle. So I just want to give you a heads up when you hear our current events discussion. I don't know, put yourself in your own Wayback Machine and pretend like it's, I don't know. Current events move so fast right now. But anyway, just want to give you a quick heads up. We have a really good discussion. I barely did any editing to it, which is actually really big if you know me. So I hope you enjoy the show. I hope you have a good week. I hope everybody is staying safe out there. And we will talk to you with another new episode on Friday, June 12th. Bye.
Mayday, bitches.
Hello and welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 4, episode 43. We are definitely in the end game now, everybody.
Crazy.
It's kind of crazy. It is. There's only one in 577 million ways that this show could end. That's true and not true at the same time. But anyway, hello. How's it going?
Hello.
Here we are. Here we are. We're almost done with season 4.
My goodness. I feel like because we then just like roll into season 5. So it's like it's fun to like acknowledge it. But it's like part of me is also like, well, but we're just going to keep going and I'll get to see your lovely faces next week.
That is very
so that's cool.
That is cool. That is cool. Yes. Yeah, so I might as well. I feel like I always talk about the stuff at the end of the show. And I know that people stop listening at the end of podcasts that in general. So I guess now is as good a time as ever to go over real quick the next couple of weeks on the broadcast. The day that this is coming out is May 29th. Next week, the week of June 1st through June 5th, the work week, that is, we are going to be taking that week off, so there will not be a new episode that week. We'll be back.
So is that a 4-day week or a 5-day week, or is that like a 9-day, 2-week span of time?
Yes.
It's quarantine. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's a quarantine week.
Sorry, I was trying to make a quick reference to Tony.
That's right. Oh my god. Right, because
it's a 5-day week.
It's a 5-day week. Like I work 5 days. It's a survivor thing. I'm sure you guessed with the Tony reference.
Sorry, I'll be quiet now.
Oh no, that was great. That was great. Wow, what flavor White Claw are you drinking?
Raspberry.
Me too. I'm mixing my White
Claw. It's a pink one.
My raspberry with my Barry LaCroix.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Nice.
Exciting. Oh. Gosh, okay, there's so many things here. We are peak white women right now, which we're also going to talk about later in the show. I've got something. We're talking about weeks off and Survivor, which also I'm going to mention something about that in the show. I feel like there's so many threads and transitions to pull on right now. I just don't know where to go, but I'm going to keep going with my announcements. June 12th, we'll have episode 444, which, I mean, guys, we got to come up with something clever for that, right?
That's pretty cool.
Because that's the last time we're going to ever have triple digits. Because we don't do 55 episodes a season. We don't do 66 episodes a season.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So make it count. Make it special, everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's our 4 to the 3rd power. Oh my god! Four times three is 12, and it's coming out on June 12th.
Ooh.
Whoa.
I like it.
We'll workshop this idea, or you can email us and let us know, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or give us a call, 331-276-2373. Anyway, and then we will have our birthday party on Tuesday, June 16th. That will be live at 9:15 p.m. Eastern time.
Sounds good.
Okay, sounds great. 9:15 Eastern Daylight Time. Stay tuned. That link will be posted everywhere. So we hope everyone can join us. I think we were going to do it Zoom so everybody we could see everybody's faces, right?
Sure. That sounds lovely.
Lovely. Okay.
Like a proper party.
Yeah. I still need to send you the link to the other Zoom so you can upload it to the YouTube page, Amanda. I keep forgetting. Oh.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that as soon as I hear this in editing, and then Amanda will have this up before, sooner rather than later, before episode 444.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
Yeah, totally reasonable. Okay, awesome. Yeah, so anyway, that's what's going on here, and then I guess we'll go right into episode 5.1 the following week, I guess. I feel like we have so much more time to play with because nobody is traveling in July right now.
Well.
Oh.
Ooh.
No. Oh.
Actually, I just asked for vacation for the 3 weeks, like the very end of June and 2 first weeks of July.
Okay.
Nice.
Yes. Hoping that we can like drive around. The plan is to go camping and like just do that kind of stuff. So that we don't, you know, get COVID-19 or spread it. But yeah, the plan is to be gone.
Okay, well, Let me know. We will figure it out. We generally in July, in years past, our July episodes have been, we record a double episode at the end of June. Usually the second episode is a specialty one. 1 year we did Wonder Woman. 1 year we did, I don't know off the top of my head, but generally we do a couple of longer recording sessions and then release that. And then the week that I'm gone at Comic-Con, we make up for that with the bloopers episode. So we'll definitely have that, but we can figure it out. We can figure it out. And worst case, Shandy can, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Anything
find
goes in
Wi-Fi
quarantine.
Find a Wi-Fi hotspot and record from the woods.
No, we'll do a 15-minute episode getting an update on Shandy's great adventures. Look, the theme of 2020, if we're really being optimistic here, is we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Because we have no other choice.
Right. We have no choice.
So anyway, that's what's coming up. Stay tuned for the July schedule. We'll get that all worked out as well. We hope everybody can join us on June 16th. And if the Zoom thing is making more people uncomfortable and deterring them from joining us, let us know. Honestly, like let us know privately because we are very open to whatever we want to do, whatever is going to be the most comfortable for everybody. So cool. Yes. All right. So how was everybody's Memorial Day weekend? Blah, 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 blah. What's up? The highlight of my Memorial Day weekend was I found Estancia Cabernet on sale at Target for $4.48. So I bought 4 bottles because I was like, oh my God, 4 bottles is like the price of 1 bottle. So I did. I meant to drink it tonight and then I forgot because I drink wine so infrequently nowadays that I opened the White Claw, poured it in with the ice cube, and then went to the fridge to get the LaCroix out and was like, shit, I wanted to get the wine. Oh well, next week in your honor I'll drink it. But $4.48 for Estancia, that's really good.
I don't know what Estancia is.
It's one of those, like, it's not like top shelf wine, but it's not bottom shelf wine. It's like middle shelf wine. It's like, it's like the mid-level wine that you can buy, like you get a glass of at restaurants. It's actually really good. Like, Jay and I actually really like it in general. So I took the boys to Target for the first time since March, and I have a picture I keep meaning to post on Facebook of both of them in their masks, and they both did pretty good. Zach kept his on the whole time. Alex has slipped down every couple of minutes and I had to keep reminding him, but he was also really good about it. So I was really proud of them. But like, so I was with them and I was like, guys, I need to take a picture of this sign because in case this wine, like, you know, I was like, I might come become full Karen on this. And then, you know, that was before, you know, like we realized like of the level of Karen things, that's like a two. So I took a picture of the sign and I was like, is this really, this wine that's usually like $16.99 or $15.99 at Target is really $4.48? All right, let's do it. So I was like, boys, I'm doing the math in my head. We're getting four. Let's see what we can do.
I was just impressed you can buy wine at Target.
I know, it's the best. It's
not
the
a,
best.
Not a Shandy thing I can buy. Been able to do in my life.
Shandy can buy gin at Target.
True.
You can buy liquor in California at Target because we do that for Cup God.
Join me in California.
That's jeez, great. Man. Also, anyway. I'm sorry. I realize my this chair squeaks a lot and I'm prone to moving while we record. This is going to be the hardest recording session ever.
I guarantee you, as your editor, it won't be. Anyway.
Like, don't move. Don't move.
Oh, that's what she said. It's true, though. That was the highlight of my Memorial Day weekend. That and we did a water gun fight, and Jay put on his YouTube channel. And it's really fun. So,
oh, that's really fun.
It was really fun. Anyway, I'm done.
Yeah, I wish I could say mine was as eventful. It super wasn't. Like, I don't even know what we did. I think we went outside. I went for a run. I hate running with a mask on. It's really like the pits. But it's very important, and particularly for running because, you know, the droplet spread is much
aerosol.
Bigger, and that terrifies me. So the mask stays on. But yeah, it's not great. Oh, I watched a movie. I watched Her Smell. It's Elizabeth.
Shandy and I look at you like, go on.
It's an Elizabeth Moss movie. It was in theaters, I think, over the summer. It was really, really good. So Elizabeth Moss plays like a riot girl that's like on the verge of a, like, not on verge, like actively having like a breakdown.
Okay.
And it just reminded me how incredibly talented she is. Like, she so embodied this character, and it was just a very enjoyable, crazy movie.
Okay. I want to see that Elizabeth Moss movie that came out right as quarantine started with The Invisible Man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I super want to see that. And I'm the only one in my house that wants to see it. So it's tough to actually see it since, you know, quarantine. What about you, Shandy? What have you been up to?
I finished the first season of The Great and it was fucking great.
Lives up to the name.
Yeah, no, I really highly recommend it. Also, we went on a hike on Sunday that I am still sore from.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, that's the best kind of hike. That's
a serious hike.
It was also really fucking hot. And we left later in the day than we meant to. And we probably should have had like one more bottle of water. So I think that sort of contributes to the overall feeling. But it was like 2,400 feet of elevation gain, and a lot of it was like sort of like at once. But it was a nice hike.
That's nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been feeling a little, you know, cooped up lately on the extrovert side of things. And I had the opportunity to do a virtual Survivor game that some friends through the RHAP community reached out to see if anybody in our community wanted to be a part of. And I said yes. And then I said yes a second time when I was asked, do you really want to do it? And I was like, I don't know. Was I drinking the first time? I guess. And yeah. So I'm doing it. We had our first our first thing tonight. Tomorrow, as of recording this, we had our introductions tonight and our tribes. It's called Survivor Lake House. I don't know. We had our tribes tonight. Tomorrow night, as we're recording this, so a couple days ago, as you're hearing this, we have our first challenge, and then Thursday is our first tribal council for the losing team. So I don't know. By the time this episode comes out, I might have, I might be like already done for the game. But I did have fun on my first night, and
that's
what matters.
I know, and I may have suggested the name that ultimately became our tribe name. So as I told you guys before we started, like, even if I'm out first, I'm around to the merge, bitches.
Boom. Is anyone else that we know playing?
Lita.
Nice.
Cool. And I got some
great... I believe it's her birthday today.
It is. And I got some great screen caps of her just nonchalantly sipping rosé while we're recording. We're doing it, because I was like, I want to be as cool as Lita is when I grow up. I think I'm also one of the oldest, and I had to come to terms with that fact that I am like the Denise of my season of Survivor Lake House.
You know, sometimes it's an advantage.
I know. I did volunteer to do the chugging part, the beer chugging part of our first challenge. So we'll see how that goes. Because I'm a cool mom. I don't know if you know this or not.
You're showing that even if you're the oldest, you can still chug a beer.
Yep, you're never too old to chug a beer.
Yeah, because I didn't realize, like, I thought everybody might be, like, in their early 30s, and then somebody said that they were, like, something in 26 years in the making, and I was like, shit. Damn. That is like, 10 years younger than me.
So the first time that I played Paul's, backwoods, Survivor, the theme was high schoolers versus collegiates, and by that point, I had, like, pretty much finished grad school.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I was in the collegiate tribe, but even that was a stretch. And I think I was 27 at the time, and a lot of the kids were, like, 16. So,
yeah.
But it was okay.
I don't know. I'm excited. They're all super nice. Like I told you guys again, we signed off, you know, the Zoom thing. And I came and set up over here. And by the time I, like, got this whole thing set up, there were, like private slacks going on, like to form alliances and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, I thought I was done for the day, but I wasn't. I'm not. After it's never ending.
Yeah. That's an interesting layer though, too, because with Slack, like it's recorded. So you can literally refer back to what somebody said to you. So you have to really watch what you say.
With Slack?
Uh-huh.
I mean, just like any sort of any form of messaging.
That's right. This isn't messaging. WhatsApp.
Paper trail.
Because it's actually, written down.
Anyway, yeah, so I'm excited. I mean, I hope that I last at least a couple of more weeks longer. So
I have great faith in you.
Look, me honestly, too. I'm not going to let my team down during a beer chugging. The only thing is I already planned it out. I'm going to eat like a very light dinner so my stomach is nice and still kind of empty. And, you know, I'll save dinner for 8:30 at night when it's done. I'm going to practice throughout the day. So I got plenty of like hydration going into it. Not with the beer. Like I'm going to chug a lot of water throughout the day. So I've got plenty of hydration going into it. And then, I don't know. I had bought bottles of beer, actually. And then I found out today that you have to have cans. So I've got to go back out and get cans.
Who has cans?
We'll make sure it's something with a very, more water, you know, a lighter beer.
Well, that's what
get a Bud Light, yeah.
Yeah. One of my tribe mates today, who has played before, and he's a bartender, actually, he was like, oh, I bought cheap Mexican beer to, like, chug it down like water. And I was like, but if I'm going to chug beer, it needs to be something that I like. Like, I don't like, like, it will take me 2 hours to drink a Corona. But, like, if it's an IPA that I like, I could drink that in, like, a minute. Like, I don't want to chug something that I think is going to taste gross. So I think I just need to keep my stomach empty and you know, it'll all be over. So when I get buzzed, it'll be over immediately and I can go eat something right away. I don't know. I'm excited. I don't know. Maybe I'll just end up getting to balance.
Fair. No matter what. Yeah, you'll do it. Oh, you'll be great.
Captain has joined us in a cone. Amanda, do you have any updates on Captain's cone?
Yep. Yeah, I'm a little stuck. We go back to the vet on Thursday. So hopefully we're in the countdown phase till we're through with this and we can put this whole nightmare behind us.
Oh, Captain. He's going to be so happy. It's going to be like a whole new man. It's going to be a whole new life when he has no more cone.
I know. I have like an over-under bet going with Daniel as to how long he's going to be camped out cleaning himself once the cone comes off. I'm thinking it's probably at least 6 hours. Aww. Like, I think there's going to be like an hour or two of just like, what? And then he's going to realize he's free. And then he's just going to like be just bathing for a very long time. A nice, long, luxurious bath, huh?
Oh, Captain.
Nothing I know. This has been tough.
That's cool. Well, you know, let us know. Keep us posted next week.
While my cat is cleaning himself? Yep. Great. I'm just glad it won't have to be me anymore.
Put it on our Instagram feed, okay? Yeah. Put it on our Insta feed, because we've been kind of slack about that lately.
That's true.
That's true. We have been. We can be better.
We're going to get better at that. The Broadcasters 3 on Instagram. Check us out. We're fun. Yeah. When we're doing it, we're fun.
That's true. Oh, I was going to post. I just started Little Fires Everywhere, the book.
Oh my God, me too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a much slower reader than you guys, so I probably should have gotten a head start, not be the last to start, but you know, whatever. It's fine.
I sat outside and I read 4 chapters the other day. So I'm on chapter 4.
I read 4 pages.
I'm on chapter 4. 5, I guess. 5. Yeah, I'm interested to see where it goes. My goal by the end of the week is to finally just finish it, because I finally got like into a groove. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, all right, we will also all touch base about that next week to see how many of us have gotten past chapter 4 and past page 4. Oh my God, it'll be episode 444.
Whoa.
Is 4 good luck? Hold on. Is 4 good luck?
Yeah, 4 is in the eye of the beholder.
Four is well known to be an unlucky number.
Nice. Says who?
No.
Says I choose not to believe that.
Chinese superstition.
4 is like, 4 has to do with stability. You know, think of like a table.
Yeah, 4 in numerology. 4 in numerology. So 4 unlucky Chinese numbers is that, because when I said is 4 lucky. 4 is an unlucky Chinese number, but in numerology, number 4 resonates with the vibrations and energies of practicality, organization, and exactitude, service, patience, devotion, application, pragmatism, patriotism, dignity, hashtag wear your mask, trust, worthiness, endurance, loyalty, mastery, building solid foundations, conservatism, hashtag wear your mask, determination, production, and hard work.
Perfect. Yeah.
So I would say
all of those things. Minus
1 or 2 of those traits. That's a great number.
We're a fair amount of those things.
Yeah. I mean, we're more than 4 of those things, so that
but less than all of them.
Yeah, building a secure foundation for the future. Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. Did anybody else do anything exciting? You guys watched Never Always Be My Maybe. No, ever have my Never Have I Ever.
Never Have I Ever is what I watched this week, and why I didn't start Broad City. Oh man, I fell for that show and I fell hard.
Isn't it so good? I binged it in like a weekend. Maybe not this weekend, but like the last one or the one before. Same thing. Like you start one and then you're just all of a sudden at the end.
I think it is as good as Sex Education. Like in terms of like teen sort of coming of age stories, I think it is that good.
Ooh.
That's interesting you say that, because this past weekend, Jay turned to me and he looked at me and he goes, "I miss Sex Education." And I was like, "Me too."
Yeah.
We're almost done with season two of Broad City. When we had the citizenship on the boat party, I thought of you guys, Shandy.
Yeah, totally.
The wisdom teeth one was also hilarious. Lincoln is my favorite character. He's so Lincoln's great. And Alana, of course, is also great. When they were doing the Chinese, the fake purses, and her mom was like, "I bring my own blindfold." I literally died. I peed my pants a little bit. That was really funny.
Yeah. No, it was Alana's like, I don't know if I want to be friends with Alana or if I want to be Alana.
I think maybe friend. Well, maybe be Alana because Alana is nuts.
So great.
So I think you'd rather be nuts than be friends with nuts.
Oh, but it'd be so much fun to be friends with nuts.
Friends with nuts, episode title.
Friends with nuts.
Not friends with benefits, friends with nuts.
The nuts are the benefit.
Friends with benefits could be good too. Just saying. Alana's fucking gorgeous.
She is.
Everything about her. I love her.
I love her hair. Like,
oh my God, her hair.
I know.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I think we're on season two, episode 8 is where we finish. So we're just, what is it, 10 episodes a season?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're almost done. Tomorrow we'll finish it probably, the second one. I'm assuming by the time we record our next episode 2 weeks from now, we will be done with the whole series. And maybe we'll be done with Never Have I Ever.
Nice.
Because if I can tell Jay, you miss sex education? I got a good fix for you.
I got something for you.
All right. Yeah. Anyway.
And I'm still making my way through Superstore. Eventually, I will be caught up with all the shows you guys watch.
I then start The Great.
Yep. Then I'll start The Great.
It
yeah.
really is great. See, damn, there's only one season right now.
Horsefucker. Wait, hold on.
I need to fix my TV situation. It's like because we're only in two rooms, like Daniel's office is in the living room where the TV and the Hulu account is hooked up. So, like, when Daniel's still working, I'll go into the bedroom to watch like sort of my shows I watch by myself. But all I have is like my laptop. Oh, Captain, this is very uncomfortable.
Oh, Captain, not great.
Oh my God. For those of you at home, Captain looks like Baby Yoda. Seriously, with the ears sticking out, peeking with his eyes and his Yoda ears sticking out over the top of the cone right now.
You don't like this very much, buddy.
Anyways, all right, moving on. If nobody else has anything, Shandy, you missed this. While you restarted your computer earlier, I was telling Amanda that we haven't had a good current events discussion about the broadcast in a while. So I thought that it might be time.
Uh-oh.
So all right. So speaking of. Speaking of pandemic, you say, a couple of things happened over this past week that I think it's time the broadcast needs to probably address. We haven't talked about serious issues since quarantine started, just because, you know, there's been other things to talk about. So, but I came across this article over the weekend and the headline is, "I had to choose being a mother. With no childcare or summer camps, women are being edged out of the workforce." And you think, oh my goodness, this is terrible. But the very first set of stories in this article is about a woman named Amy. If daycare is closed because of the novel coronavirus, and this is, credits to you, this is from thelily.com by Caroline Kitchener. It came out on May 22nd. Daycare's closed, Amy expected her family to fare better than most. She worked full-time as a chief executive of a tech company while her husband stayed home. He had been taking some time off from his own tech career, managing a rental property while he considered his options. He could look after their three-year-old son, she thought, at least for a while. That lasted a grand total of 3 days, Amy said. So her husband, essentially, after 3 days of watching their kid while she was still working at a business that she was like the co-founder of or whatever, said, I can't do this. Spoiler. Piece of shit. Anyway, once her son was home full time, she realized they needed a different solution. She was holed up in the guest room, wielding dual monitors at her desk. Her husband was exhausted. I can't do it, she remembers him saying. I can't watch him for this long. Amy, 46, had been logging 70-hour weeks for years, and she was proud of the work she'd done. When she started her career in San Francisco, she was one of two women at a video game company buying nondescript jeans and hoodies so she could be one of the guys. Eventually, she came to run a company she co-founded, building open-source websites for clients. She oversaw software development, co-led a diverse team of 13 employees. She was intentional about hiring women, minorities, and others who challenged the stereotypes about Silicon Valley. She had been planning to take 6 weeks off. It would be time free from computers and headphones, she promised her husband. She'd make bath bombs with her son and plant pumpkins in the backyard. But it was never the right time. Her co-founder, busy with her own kids, was able to help out less and less. Outside from work hours, she would still take emails and calls. As her son climbed into her lap, here we go, and tried to grab her phone, her husband pleaded with her to get off the computer through a trick teaching the kid that when she wasn't responding, he would call her Amy instead of Mommy.
Ugh.
That is emotional manipulation. If you teach your kid to call you by your first name instead of Mommy, what is that supposed to symbolize? Like, oh, you're working too hard. You're not my mommy. You're just Amy. Like, you are a piece of shit. So first and foremost, you are an emotionally manipulative piece of shit. Also, you are unemployed. You took time off from your career and you chose to have a child. You have choices in California, so fuck you, you fucking coward. I hate this man. and then here's where I'll stop after this paragraph. When the company lost a client because of coronavirus, Amy realized she'd have to devote even more time to work if she really pushed herself. She knew she could probably keep the company going even if the daycare closed. So before this, daycare wasn't even closed. He just couldn't fucking watch the kid on his own.
Jesus Christ.
But once it did, could she ask her husband to handle 12-hour shifts of childcare with no help, breaks, or a clear endpoint? She wasn't sure her family could survive that. She wasn't sure he would do it, even if she asked.
Ugh. Why does she have to be the project manager to ask him to, like, participate in life?
Thank you. In the end, Amy felt like she only had one option. I had to choose being a mother and being at home.
Damn. Jesus.
So, is there anything that anybody would like to talk about with this article? Or are we all in agreement that this dude is a piece of shit?
I would like to advise her to get a different husband.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too. I'm sure that he would stop taking a break real quick if he had to pay for a divorce lawyer.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, definitely coronavirus has been like really shining a light on so many things that are messed up in our society in general. And definitely one of them is this very thing.
Right.
That's like a more privileged family situation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I can only imagine.
Exactly.
In other circumstances where, like, resources are tighter and.
Right. It's like this idea, and, like, this is slightly off topic, but it's like this idea that coronavirus was supposed to be the great equalizer, and it's proving to be anything but, if anything, it is shining lights on all of the disparities we have across all of society.
Agreed.
Racial, socioeconomical, gender, all of it.
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye, Captain.
No, I agree. I mean, we just hear the stories about the hospitals that take primarily patients that have private insurance that are have more money are getting, you know, paid out more and doing better than the patient, the hospitals, especially the rural hospitals where people, you know, have more, you know, the Medicare, Medicaid insurance and they don't get paid as much.
So the problem with healthcare being a business, like this should be a basic human right. It should not be a business. Our model is so fucked up.
It is so fucked up. And even something like childcare, if you're a country, the way I view it, if you're a country that wants to invest in continuing your future and in your workforce, then there should be some sort of help for childcare. And I understand childcare is a delicate issue because you want to make sure that you, if you are going to be in the workforce, that you are leaving your child with someone that is going to take care of them, like to the highest of standards.
Competent and competently paid.
Right. Yeah. And I know that that's difficult because, you know, I know because you're talking about children's lives and that's a little bit different. So I know that that's a very complicated kind of argument as well. But there should be, I don't know, there has to be some sort of, there has to be something, some sort of solution. I don't know.
I mean, there is a solution and so many other countries have figured it out. Mm-hmm. But
the richest country in the world can figure it out.
And it's not even that we haven't figured it out. It's that our priorities are elsewhere. And that's like, so we need to rearrange our priorities. The money is always there. Like we've just seen, if you need to find $2.3 trillion in a pinch, apparently you can. The money's there. But it's just where we're putting it. That's what she said. That counts. And so there are so many things that, like, if we just realigned our priorities and actually prioritized, you know, families like we pretend to do, if we actually prioritized, like, education in the future like we pretend to do, if we actually prioritized, like, health and well-being like we pretend to do, then things could be so much different.
Right. And it's like the longer this goes on, the less – and this sounds so terrible to say, but it's like the less hopeful I am that we will find our way through it, that it's like the answers have been presenting themselves all along the way. There's still a large portion of people in this country that are responding by protesting that they have to wear a mask and that they can't get a haircut.
I know. And that's the insanity of it is like if your response to this, even though it has to do with, and a mask is like such a perfect symbol and example because it's not even protecting you, it's protecting someone else. And if we are so fucking selfish that we cannot be bothered to protect somebody else and instead are going to go out and take to the streets with fucking firearms, then like, what is wrong with you? Like literally, who are you? How did you become that way? Why are you so fucking fragile that you think that this is the response that you
like? It's politics. Grievance politics.
Well, it's like, and I can't remember. Please stop me if we talked about this last week. But I heard something on the news, some really bone chilling statistic, where a doctor said, "If we all sheltered in place, like completely,
this is true.
We would have eradicated."
No, I didn't hear eradicated. I heard that we could have prevented tens of thousands of deaths if we had started shelter in place at the beginning of March instead of mid-March.
Right. And I heard that too. And this is different. Oh, I remember what it was. So CBS Sunday Morning this week did a piece about, it's actually about Wikipedia and how most people actually get their news about COVID from Wikipedia and how Wikipedia is doing all the enlisting all these doctors to keep that information as up to date as possible. And one of the doctors that they were interviewing for this piece said that if we had completely sheltered in place, like did not leave your house for anything, every person in America for 4 weeks, the COVID would have died out because it wouldn't have had anywhere to keep going.
Wow.
And like, I'm still thinking about it. That like we are, we are so selfish that we can't. And I know that's very hard. And I understand that's like, I'm having a hard time staying home every day. And like the idea of like truly, truly staying home for 4 weeks really does sound very, very hard. But if that was the result, like if then I could just go back out into the world and we could all have resumed our lives again, like I would have done that.
Yeah. Two things for me. First is for a group of people that like to scream after a school shooting that now is not the time to politicize it. They sure do a great job of politicizing a national tragedy where almost 100,000 people have died on the president's watch. That is multiple 9/11s, as we know. I believe it's like, I don't know, a gazillion. I can't do math. And it's like a gazillion.
Numbers.
You know, because, you know, all lives matter, right? And, you know, there's a lot of them that have been lost. And second of all, like, regarding the people that are protesting wearing their masks, it's just like the people. Okay, no. Regarding the people who compare wearing a mask being for your own good to Nazi Germany, telling people that what they were doing was for their own good. I just want to say this. Fuck you in your face. You are a Nazi. You are terrible. Like, you might not think it. Like,
how dare you?
But one of these examples was about exterminating races of people. The other of these examples was about not Bill Gates tracking you, but about, I don't know, keeping millions of people from being exterminated. So you're an idiot and you need to fuck yourself in the face. The end. That's all I have. Back to you, Shamanda. Lean.
Well, and like, this is where I sort of get into trouble in my own musings and in my own mind. But I'm going to voice it here. I sometimes have to honestly wonder, like, if some of these people are able to understand hypotheticals. Because, like, if you sort of like analyze discourse, being able to speak in hypotheticals is a higher level than just like stating normal facts.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, like, a lot of these people, like, I'm not sure if they speak at that level, which means that I don't know if they understand at that level. And so I really do understand, or I really do wonder if, honestly, if some of these people are smart enough to understand. And that's where I am, like, a terrible, snobby leftist. But honestly, sometimes I really do have to understand, because what's the alternative? It's like, either you don't understand it, and that's like a failure of our education system, or you do understand it, and you're just a horrible human being.
Well, right.
Which is worse?
I think that it's a combination of years of preconditioning by Fox News and Rush Limbaugh and conservative media, OAN and whoever else. Like, it's years of being told that you are the actual victim. You are the ones that, you know, the liberals are the ones that are evil. They are the devil themselves. Like, you are the ones whose rights are being, like, infringed upon. You are the ones that are this. Like, it's years and years. And I grew up in it. Like, I grew up hearing it. Years of just grievance politics where, you know, we're the only ones that are going to tell you the truth. We're 20 years, 30 years of listening to that. Like, somebody's, you know, who's never listened to something else is gonna, and especially like you said, Shannon, like, they're not gonna go outside of it, because they have, everyone in America has a grievance of some sort. But it takes a certain kind of person who, especially an entitled, privileged white person who doesn't understand their privilege and doesn't understand, like, even if they're dirt poor, they don't understand their privilege and entitlement over someone lower, quote unquote, please, I don't want this to be taken wrong, like someone who is lower on the food chain in society than they are in terms of something like we saw with Central Park Karen this past weekend, where she knew that she could weaponize her, and then she was like a, you know, like at the lower end of like the white food chain, like all she'd do was call the cops and say she was being threatened by an African-American person. And she knew that she would be, you know, have the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, it's just it's people like that, Shandy, who are they want to believe that they also have a distrust of government, even though they trust the president. They have a distrust of government, so they need to satisfy that need without thinking about, like, I don't know, the president runs the government. I don't know. There's that. Like, they need to, like, they need to, because they can't, there's no way to justify that, so they need to say, oh, well, it's everybody else. It's Dr. Fauci. He's working on this conspiracy with Microsoft and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, I don't know, people need to be contrarians. It's in human nature, and they need to, I don't know.
But, like, it's just dumb. And, like, it's so obvious. That's what I don't understand. Like, the fact that, like, if we hadn't shut things down, that so many more people would have died. And
if we had done
a better job of shutting things down, then even, you know, then less people would have died. Like, that's so obvious. And like, so like you just open your eyes and say, but again, that takes that hypothetical of if this, then that, and thinking about something in a non-concrete way.
Well, and also it needs to affect you directly.
Right. But I think it's also priorities, that it's like you hear me, but like if you're not getting a paycheck, if you are being denied something, that I think there are people that put that at a higher premium than the betterment of society.
Well, and that's for me, that's one thing. Like, I mean, that sucks, but like I can understand much better if like, if you are, and again, that comes back to, you know, part of what's wrong with our society is that we should have a much more robust social safety net, social safety net.
I agree.
But I understand that if you and your family are literally like, you know, really struggling to get by because the economy is shut down, I can understand that better, to that desire to be like, okay, like it's dangerous, but we need to get back to work anyway. I can understand that better. But what I can't understand is the people for whom that's not necessarily the case. It's like the ones who, for whom that's not the argument. The argument is like, well, see, nothing happened. Like this, whatever. It just, you know, it's like the flu. It kills as many people, you know, like that sentiment.
That sentiment, you know.
To deny like.
Jay and like I have.
Obvious right. truth.
So Jay and I have good friends that. They used to live in North Carolina. They were good friends, and they moved back home to Michigan where they're from, and they have been posting nonstop support for the Michigan protests, support for, you know, all the crazies of the crazies, and how it's not that bad and it's just a hoax. And honestly, like I texted one of our other friends who's also good friends with them, and you know, he was just like, I don't know, like, I just have to ignore it. And but like, it was devastating for me to see it, because I was like, I liked you guys and I don't like you now, and I don't want to be friends with you anymore. And when you come back to visit us in Raleigh, mm-hmm. like, I have zero desire to like your Facebook posts. I have zero desire to see you once a year for a visit. Zero desire to, like, chat with you at all. Like, I'm sorry, I don't want to be friends with you anymore. I don't want to be friends with you anymore because you're selfish. Like, you are selfish, and I don't in it's not like being selfish in terms of like any kind of normal like political party difference argument. It's like being selfish over people are dying. Like, the point of social distancing was to give hospitals a chance, because we had a good pandemic response plan, and we threw that out the window because, you know, we did. We did. It's there in the air. We have a bunch of Karens running our fucking White House, and they didn't want.
We did. Select group of people who are running our government lit a match and torched that plan. Like, let's narrow that down.
Like, I'm sorry. Like this, a lot of this could have been avoided. Like, yeah, we still would have probably had economic hardship and people who have died, but our hospitals might have had more PPE and we might have had more ventilators early on, and there could have been thousands of people that may have had a chance. And yeah, you can't say for sure yes or no, because this is a terrible disease, and even saying that you don't know for sure that they would have been saved then validates the actual, you know, seriousness of what COVID-19 is. But I can't deal with the people anymore who are COVID-19 deniers or selfish, like me. Like, how about fucking bitch? Why don't you guys sit there and lose grandparents? I know somebody from my building who lost both of her grandmothers on Easter Sunday morning from COVID-19. I don't know if they were in the same hospital or not, but they were both in North Carolina in the area, and they both died 3 hours apart. And she made this beautiful post to them on Easter morning how they had both died overnight from COVID-19. So I don't know. Maybe it should affect you more, but it should. Something like this should not have to affect you directly for you to care about it. And that has, as Shandy pointed out in 2016, that's the problem. That's the fucking problem, as Shandy pointed out in 2016. Well, unless it affects you directly.
That's one of the basic differences, sort of at a fundamental philosophical level, between like the left and the right, broadly, conservatism and progressivism, is that broadly speaking, progressives tend to care more about the group as a whole, and conservatives tend to care more about their immediate, you know, like kin. And so there's a time and a place for both, I guess, you know, like that, like, I guess I can understand why both evolved. I will say that one is morally superior, and I'm sorry for saying that, but I'm actually not sorry for saying that. And if somebody's going to tell me, it's going to argue the contrary and say that it is actually not morally superior to not care about the group, then I don't know. Then I guess maybe you're a libertarian, whatever. And we just have very fundamental differences. And I just think that that's an asshole way to go through life.
Yeah. I believe the correct term is a dick way to go through life.
Yeah, I'm just so tired of giving those people a portion of my mind and a portion of my thoughts. Yeah. Like, I really am. I'm just so tired of giving a stage, a podium, a time of day to people that would not give the same courtesy to large swaths of the rest of the population. And I'm so tired of it. Like, I don't even have the fight to complain about them anymore. Like, I fundamentally disagree with how they see the world. And I just don't want to talk about them anymore. I just want them to go away.
Okay. Well, we can make it stop.
I just want them to die out.
I feel like
I'm sorry. That's a terrible thing to say. I don't mean it that way. But, like, you know what I mean.
I feel like we can move on. But I feel like I'd do a disservice if I didn't recognize that when you say they wouldn't care about you or large swaths of the population, they would care about us because we're attractive white women. And all we would have to do would be, like, have a sob story. But, like, let's be honest. Most of these people don't give a shit.
Abortion, or, you know.
They could always make that happen for us too if they really needed us to. But, like, sorry, should I take that out?
No.
Okay.
It's accurate.
Anyway, all right. Moving on, I think it's time to move on. We've got a bunch of listener feedback. Yes. Okay. We're going to do that.
We have some listener feedback.
Okay. We've got a little bit of some listener feedback.
We have some.
Okay. We've got some listener feedback. We're going to go do that. I don't know where we are or what we're doing, but all right. But first, we're going to take a quick commercial break. All right. And now. All right, we are back and we're ready to get into some listener feedback. And we have, I've been told we have a little bit of a lot this week. So away we go. The first is from our facey back. Matt says, I don't recall if I've ever recommended it, but the new She-Ra on Netflix is superb. They put out the final season a week and a half ago, and I'm about halfway through the final batch of episodes. The show has gotten a lot of praise for its diverse cast of women, all female writing staff as well. Plus, one of the supporting characters was on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and it has been a while since I bothered you to watch it.
Superstars. I started that, to be fair.
You did.
I have not.
Me neither. Superstars Lauren Ash, Dina, is also a recurring character. Ooh. It is probably age appropriate for Zach, too. This is on our list. And I know I love Dina. You like Dina, Amanda?
I do. She has a lot of really solid jokes.
She does.
I really like where they've taken her character. I was like not a fan at first, but I feel like now that she's like more fully formed and like. Yeah.
I think she's their ride you're supposed to go on.
She's their Dwight.
Yeah.
She's their Dwight.
Yeah.
Or like you start at, right. Or they're Andy.
Yeah,
that's even.
A very good comparison. Yeah.
Yeah. They're Dwight or they're Andy, where they start off and you're like, this person's kind of unlikable. And then like by season three, you're like, oh, I love this person. Like they do have heart and character. We get their motivations.
Yes.
Heart, character, and birds.
Birds. What's not to love?
Birds, like rocks.
Birds, rocks.
Heart, character, birds, and rocks. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Right. Who could ask for anything more?
Yeah. Oh, I love that song and the musical it comes from. And finally, that's on our list too, the She-Ra, just because it's like, you know, mine and Jay's list. Piper says, I tried a new podcast yesterday immediately after catching up on yours, Our Fake History, a podcast about myths.
That is a hard word to say.
Myths.
Oh, that's right. So, stay out your tongue. Myths.
A podcast about myths we think are history and history that may be hidden in myths. The first mystery is about Queen Elizabeth the First. However, they mention Catherine the Great and how the only fact many people remember about her is the rumor with the horse. Horse fucker.
Back around.
The host went on to point out that most women in power were rumored to be murderers, men cross-dressing as women, into bestiality or incest as a way to minimize their strength and leadership.
Hundreds of years later, and not much has changed.
But in good news, that sounds like a great podcast. I think I'm going to
really
check it out.
It really does. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down,
I'm going to
look it up right now.
Me too.
Yep. As we were recording this.
Otherwise, don't forget.
Yeah.
Okay. So, here's our
hold music while we do this.
Hold, please. I just put Our Fake History, but it started with a G, like for Our Fake Gistory.
I literally, all I had to type in was Our, and it popped up. My phone was
listening. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I like their album art.
Oh, that's really pretty.
Okay, I'm subscribed.
Same. Me too. 5 seasons, damn.
I know.
It's a lot to catch up on.
Like so overloaded and backloaded with podcasts.
Oh my God, I know.
I miss commuting for that very reason. That is a whole other story.
Okay, well, looking through the reviews, I see one. My only complaint with this podcast is the guy is a little too overtly liberal / politically correct / pretentious, which often takes away from his podcast. Well, sign me up. I am in.
Right.
And then somebody responds. To those who complain this man is liberal bias, who cares? It's quality content that brings a refreshing change to other podcasts. Hey, speaking of this guy's reviews, remember how everybody's homework last week was to review us? You should still do that.
It's rolling homework. It's due at the end of the semester.
Exactly. Exactly. We did get, let's see, we did get one from, I think, Ro last week, said, love the broadcast, podcasting gold. Great job, ladies.
Yay.
And then Gott said, how is it I've never written a review? This is by far my favorite podcast. Real, funny, sometimes sad, often serious, but always real. Amanda, Shani, and Colleen share their lives, experiences, and feelings in a wonderful way that just works. Got an hour to kill? Check out this podcast. I did so on a lark a few years ago, and now I never miss it. Hashtag Broad's Day. I added the hashtag, but he was thinking it. So...
That's how good we are to our listeners. We're just so in tune.
We are so in tune. We know exactly what they're thinking. Anyway, thank you, Piper. We've all now subscribed to this liberal biased our fake history podcast. I'm actually really excited to check this out.
Looking through the episodes, it looks super good.
Sweet. Alrighty then.
Yeah. Very excited.
All right. Now it is. I'm sorry. I'm trying to eat a goldfish quietly, but it's not working.
Yeah.
All right. Now it's time for some Master Cheesehead.
All right. We are getting close to the end now, everybody.
He couldn't give it to Goodwill.
I spent a good couple of hours in there.
Before I knew it, I had a bunch of stuff in my hand.
We'll just take it off for you.
We're just going to do her real quick.
Where do you think that ball connected? Right on your friend's forehead.
Yeah. It still hurts. I still have that burn. Oh. I have no idea how I managed to do it.
Let me go back and do it for you.
I never seen them quite so tiny than in that video.
Matt coming in hot.
Oh, I'm going to make this big.
I'm going to go with Matt. I don't know why.
I'll take Van Halen, just to be different.
I want to go back and do the whole thing again.
This is getting too fucking long again.
I'm just going to back out of this.
All right, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. We're very funny, ladies. Unintentionally we and intentionally.
Indeed.
Moving into some feedback, we have an email from Mandy. Oh man, Shandy, you gotta sing the Mandy from Survivor JJC.
Mandy.
I also realized that that email was from Maggie, but I knew yeah. there was one from well, Maggie.
There was a Mandy one from Mandy. That's why I was very confused.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to reset this up, and when we come back, when I come back to get to Mandy, we're going to sing the Mandy part. Okay. All right. Our first email is from Maggie.
Hi, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This podcast downloaded for me today. I wanted to share it with you. Maggie. And the podcast is Unladylike, How to Be Tori Amos. Tori, for those who don't know, Tori Amos is a piano prodigy and Gen X goddess whose music was a soundtrack of third wave feminism. Kristen and Carolyn, I assume the hosts of Ladylike, talk to her about breaking through the early 90s airwaves and find out why is Tori Amos such an enduring feminist icon.
Ooh. Wow.
That's pretty amazing that they interviewed her. I actually listened to Unladylike a lot, although I've been on kind of a break, kind of like, I guess, around since COVID.
Okay.
I'll get back to Unladylike. So now I'm like super behind. You know when you like listen to a podcast and then all of a sudden you get behind and then it's like super overwhelming because you have like 10 episodes to catch up on. And so then that makes you not go back to it even more. And then the episodes pile up. Yes. Well, that's where I'm at currently with Unladylike, but I do enjoy the podcast in general. And that sounds like an amazing episode.
Yeah, it does. I love Tori Amos, but I will say I don't know much about her latest album at all. I have fallen off a bit. So I will check this episode out. That sounds very exciting.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Thank you, Maggie. We appreciate it. Yes. Our next email is from Mandy.
Mandy.
Mandy. Mandy.
But isn't that what it is usually? Mandy.
Something like that.
I don't know.
It's something like that. I don't know.
It's been a while since I heard it, I was drunk.
Anyway, Mandy says, day 74, I'm ready to stop counting. Happy World Redhead Day, Shandy and Amanda. That's right.
Mandy.
We know this.
Thank you.
I believe that at one point we named an episode our favorite redheaded lefties in honor of.
Yes.
That sounds and that's familiar.
That is one of the fun facts in this article that she linked to us.
About our podcast?
No, well, no. That redheads have a higher chance of also being left-handed. And it's true that we freaked out about that last time, and I'm still freaking out about it just kind of like a goldfish when I read this, like as if it were the first time I was hearing that. But apparently we did talk about it and name a whole episode after it.
We did. We've talked about this several years in a row now. World Redhead Day, May 25th.
There's a lot of things to keep in the old brain space. Not everything fits.
It's true. Very true.
I feel like we also named an episode one year regarding like beer or something with World Redhead Day. I can't remember exactly, but yeah. I enjoy that every World Redhead Day we get an email about it because, you know, it's fun.
Exciting.
Mandy.
There you go. You got it. All right, and then we're going to finish this up with an email from Andy.
Andy. To be read by Shandy.
After an email from
Mandy. That was read by Mandy. Okay, this is Mabril in Andy's virginity. Hey, broads. Quick last-minute update on me. There's nothing going on as expected with social distancing. While I tended to be a homebody before this, I miss social stuff. Obviously, there are worse things going on because of the pandemic, but it is frustrating not to be able to go out. Then again, there are plenty of people who are in fuck-it mode right now and wanting to act like everything is okay and this never happened. This type of person just reinforces how important it is for me to use condoms whenever I get sexually active. Andy, I was seriously thinking about this comparison, and I will get back to it when I finish this email. He goes on to say, also, I keep forgetting, but May is International Masturbation Month, so I just want to tell everyone to go fuck yourselves.
Nice. Nice.
It'll have to do for us single people for now. Hashtag I'm 6 feet from hers. Andy, that was delightful.
My God.
Seriously.
Look, okay, we get our redheaded broads and our left-handed red, and now we get the go fuck yourself month. Oh my God, there is a silver lining in 2020 after all. Oh man,
that's great. No, but seriously, Andy, I was thinking about this the other day about how these people who like aren't taking it seriously, aren't wearing masks, aren't like doing any of the things, are like going to, you know, their neighbor's house, even though we're supposed to be in shelter in place. It really reminds me of those people, guys, who like have unprotected sex. And it's like, yeah, it's just the once, but that's all it takes. And like, you don't know, where the person you're having sex with, like, could have anything. And you yourself could have something and not be showing symptoms, like, you know, there are STDs that you can have and not have symptoms. So you could just be like passing something along and it's just selfish
HPV.
And stupid.
They don't test men for HPV because they are generally asymptomatic for it. They only test women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just, it's interesting because it's, and it is like, I feel like the Venn diagrams really kind of do like intersect in a really big way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, I don't know, then the person that gets pregnant is blamed for it. Making poor decisions and not the person that didn't wear the condom.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like the person that got sick and not the person that didn't wear the mask that they got it from.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just workshopping through ideas while I'm sitting here eating goldfish.
Spitball.
Goldfish! Like my memory.
In case anybody's wondering, a goldfish just swam across the screen.
Ooh, is that the Parmesan flavor? That's a very light-colored goldfish.
Mm, no, it's just a regular one.
Must be the light. It looks, yeah.
Yeah, they must be making them differently in quarantine or something.
Oh, I see now.
Lena's room is insane. But by next week, I should be in my office, actually.
Ooh.
My new recording studio. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, if all goes well, the shipment is supposed to arrive on June 1st of the new whatever to be in here, and then I'll take the old one and go in there. You have two separate recording studios and a big party.
Sweet,
cool.
My bookshelf hasn't come in yet as of recording this. And I've asked him twice, like, hey, I don't care if it's not ready yet, but can you just tell me when it's going to be ready? Because, you know, you live like 45 minutes from my house, so I need to kind of plan around it. I have things going on now. That's the answer to me. So I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll find out all the good times. Yeah, so next week I might be in a new location. No, 2 weeks from now. Oh, no, I'll definitely be in a new location 2 weeks from now when we record next. Oh, that's exciting. Our birthday party might be in my new studio.
Oh, yes.
Yay. But yeah, cool. Andy, sorry, back to you. Thank you for writing in. We totally just started making it about ourselves real quick. But I guess we did kind of talk about it. So yeah. Masturbation month. Woo, everybody go touch themselves. Friends with nuts. Anyway, if you guys have anything that you want to shoot us an email about or give us a call about, we love feedback. Like, we truly do. It's my favorite part of the show. No, it really is. I like talking about myself in the beginning, but I really like talking about the feedback. So, like, more than talking about myself. So, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can give us a call, 331-276-2373. Like we said, our birthday party is Tuesday, June 16th, approximately 9:15 p.m. Eastern time. I think that we want to do it, like I said, we want to do it over Zoom, but, you know, if for some reason that doesn't work out, we'll do it over YouTube then. Just stay tuned for the links for that. But again, that's a couple of weeks away. If you want to shop through the Amazon affiliates link, you can go through jandjack.com/Amazon. That will take you to that. We would appreciate that. Thank you to the patrons. We especially appreciate we appreciate anybody that is able to give to us, especially during this time that is a little bit crazy for people financially. So thank you. If you'd like to become a patron, you go to patreon.com/jandjack, or you can go to jandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top right-hand corner of the page. Thank you to the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that would be Ed the Creepy Mailman, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Tack from Tokyo, Greg the Gray, and Eckhart Rickner. Thank you guys so much. I did that in reverse, and I think I did it correctly.
Sounded right to me.
I counted on my fingers. Thank you very much, because it's International Masturbation Month, so time to use my fingers more.
Finger math is the only math, as far as I'm concerned.
My redheaded math genius.
Yep. Watch me trying to play Yahtzee with Daniel's family, trying to hide the fact that I'm counting on my fingers under the table. It's great.
But you know what? If you play during March, it's okay. During May. If you play during May, it's okay.
You know what? I'm not embarrassed by it. I need the visual aid to count.
Exactly. I agree. Mm-hmm. Like, Common Core started 30 years too late for us, but...
Yep. Probably a good thing, too.
Probably a good thing. But anyway, all right, everybody, thank you so much. We do appreciate you listening to us. We hope that everybody is doing well during this time. We do know that it is not easy for everybody out there. So our thoughts are with you. I would say thoughts and prayers, but that is disgusting, so I won't. But our thoughts are with you. And prayers, if you're so inclined. All right. Well, does anybody else have anything? I got a laugh from Shani on that one, so.
Sorry, I was yawning. I was laughing on the inside.
All right. I always promise Amanda a pre-midnight bedtime, and I am sticking to that. So if anybody else has anything, I think that on that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.